Finally, brothers and sisters, we are compelled to respond to any injustice by putting it all in God's hand. And we put it in God's hand while we work to repair the injuries to our hearts and souls. In all of our responses, we must never lose the capacity to love. Martin Luther King reminded us that while we, as a people, are angry with the racism of the American system, we should not lose our capacity to love every American. Our God has shown us the way. If we would just follow His example, everything would be all right. He was angry when Israel sinned and began to follow Baal, but He continued to love her anyway. Told the prophet Hosea to dramatize that love by marrying a wife of whoredom who cheated and was unfaithful. But Hosea's call to his wandering bride was, "I don't like what you're doing to yourself, but I still love you." Today, that call is still going out from the throne of God. I'm angry with sin, but I love the sinner. I don't like what the world is doing, but I still love the world. In fact, God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, God loved the world so much that one day He carried a cross up to Calvary. He loved us so much that He cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He loved us so much that He died out on Calvary, but early Sunday morning He arose up from the grave. Oh, be angry, but don't sin. Be angry, but change things. Be angry, but let the power of God rule until justice runs down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.